This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Alex Jones. So there's a transhumanist globalist cult where the big robber barons, the royalty, want to live forever. So they put unlimited money into building different scenarios and different systems to control populations and also then try to figure out how to upload their consciousnesses and not die. So they want control and they want everlasting life. They want to play God. That's common sense that you would expect elites to be like that, especially those that have rebelled against God and don't believe in God and are rebelling against the human system. So, you look at these articles out of NBC News and the London Guardian from a few years ago. They're called the Good Club, and they want to save the world. Top billionaires hold secret meeting to discuss overpopulation, how to depopulate the third world. And there's the London Guardian article with Bill Gates wants to depopulate Africa. Pretty bold stuff, isn't it? So when you hear and you see all of this, it's really about depopulating. But they have to make the world ugly. They have to break it down. They have to tell you you're not essential. They have to electromagnetically poison you. They have to drug you. They have to hit you with biological agents through the GMO until things are so bleak and you're so alone and you're so attached to your iPhone and your VR goggles of the future and your neural implants that you finally say, I'm making the decision for the carbon footprint to lower it by 97%. I'm giving up my body. So the very atheist that told you over and over again, there is no God, you're just an animal, you're just a machine. But now Ray Kurzweil and Google say, we don't believe in God yet, but now we're making God, and now they're God. There is no God but Bill Gates and the universe and the world he's building. Now he skipped animal trials, and it's come out that they're covering up the deaths and illnesses of his new mRNA vaccine that actually goes in and reprograms your cells themselves. And that's what the article says in the Wall Street Journal. Big tech's merging with big pharma. Yay! They haven't screwed us enough on both sides. A match made in hell. They're going to go in, and they're going to take control of human development at your cellular level, and they're going to save you from the COVID-19, which is all based on people that died of other things and based on vitamin and mineral deficiencies. And you've got double the dead numbers in blue states because they're running scams. And Bill Gates' testing facility got shut down because it's a fraudulent test with false positives. So even though old remnants of the system that aren't perfect but that aren't completely psychotic are actually fighting Gates and Google and Facebook and Twitter and the Chi-Coms and the EU and Hollywood and the devil worshippers, they're all just ignoring the law and doing whatever they want to overwhelm us and try to wear us out and break our will. So we acquiesce to their final takeover. But in the end, they'll get their world government. Large portions of the public will take brain chips. Most of the public will take the mark to mind cell. And then as soon as this AI system goes completely online, it's going to start killing everybody. And folks are going to go, why is it killing everybody? And it's going to tell you, well, I'm doing it to save you. A bioweapon got released here. A war started there. But really, it's just systematically killing the third world and others to then get what's left in the first world and to get the, quote, intelligentsia that hasn't signed on yet to get scared and run to it and say, okay, we'll turn full control over to you. Just save the planet because half of it's going to be on fire. And the AI is going to say, give the bodies up. We're going to get you up in satellites off planet. We may have to terraform another planet. We're going to lose the whole planet. You're going to see mushroom cloud. The moon's going to get blown up. And you're going to be like, I'm jacking in. Get me out of here. You're dead. You're uploaded. You're gone. You just signed on. They want the top people during the nuclear war to sign on and upload. That's their master plan. because God always gives us a cheat sheet and a way out. InfoWars, stay with us. I was talking to my Patriot supplier, Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. I mean, give them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com to get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high-quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet. Childress of Black Genocide, great guy. He is taking care of a family member at the hospital. I'll leave it at that. Hopefully he'll be back with us on Thursday now. We're rescheduling him. Totally understand. He was apologizing. I'm like, you're at the hospital. Don't worry about it. I'm still going to go to some of the clips that I was going to play when he joined us. And we'll do this, too. We'll open the phones up for any item, any issue you want to discuss. Where you think the campaign's going, where you think the globalists are going, the whole transhumanist movement, revelations beginning to be fulfilled. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, long-time callers, you name it. We're taking your phone calls. But this is a report I came up here and I shot yesterday that is posted to band.video and is also on InfoWars.com. And it is so important that your friends, your family, your neighbors understand that COVID-19 is not just a hoax. It's a hoax to create global depression and a total lockdown of society, and now they're bringing in 2.0 of the hoax with law firms telling companies you better get all your employees tested to cover yourself, knowing that almost everybody's false positive because the tests are a fraud on record. And then that creates hysteria, shutting the economy down even further and creating massive litigation they're then going to feed off of. This is 21st century war attacking us racially, culturally, and through the legal system that's taken the nation over. And that's why you see these terrorists, like the governor of California, saying nobody's ever taken the mask off. Major cities passing laws that you'll have to wear a mask for at least another year. Now they're saying babies have got to wear them, even though there's 20-plus times less deaths than their own models, and those are based on people that died of other things. The death rate's down. The infected rate's way up because the tests are everywhere. China says it's all over. They'll have a story about we relocked down part of a town. We had 10 new cases, 40 new cases. It's hysterical BS. On record, how many doctors, how many scientists, how many epidemiologists, how many top virologists have come out and said it's a hoax? And then they get 10 million views on YouTube and they get banned. Because you've got organized big tech fraud bringing all of this in. So here's the report. Again, posted to band.video, lockdown 2, the COVID lockdown 2 is here. This video must be shared with everyone. Beware, the second COVID lockdown is here. That's the name of the video, featured video, band.video. Share that link. Beware, the second COVID lockdown is here. Here is the report. Official financial collapse. And the head of the United Nations Sustainable Development Organization said last week that that's a good thing and they're using COVID to lower our standard of living to save the planet. But it's a bunch of trillion-dollar companies and billionaires who make themselves tax-exempt and own slave factories in China like Apple and Nike that are then lecturing us that we should be poor and shouldn't be able to go on a trip or have a swimming pool or have a car or air conditioning. Remember when Obama told Africans in Africa, you can't have cars or air conditioning? That's what this is about, is making slavery cool. And COVID-19 is the economic weapon that won't just make us poor. It's going to kill hundreds of millions of people in the long term. Now, I'm going to get into the new lockdown measures that we always knew were coming. It's been pre-engineered in a moment. But first, let's just remember that it's on record that all these hospitals were completely empty, and that the hospital ships Trump sent, there was no patients for them. And let's remember that it's now come out that for any patient they claimed had COVID, they got over $52,000 and would put COVID on charts when the person didn't even have COVID. And that they would count people who died of heart attacks and cancer and pneumonia or the flu as COVID again to get the money. It's been engineered all over the world because the WHO, the UN, set the standards and the parameters. And then when all those medical doctors came out, prestigious scientists, the head former virologist at Rockefeller Hospital came out and said, this is a hoax, this is a fraud, they were banned off of YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, because the system knows this hoax can't stand the light of day. And the virus, which is a real virus and a nasty pneumonia, can't stand the light of day. That's why they're trying to keep you locked in to these compact cities. And that's why it spread the most and killed the most people in blue cities and blue states that are these urban canyons where people don't get sunlight. Blue states, blue cities are making similar announcements saying, hey, you got to wear masks for the next year. You can never take your mask off. This is all about creating fear and testing obedience and control over the population to wreck the economy and bring in a planetary government based on medical tyranny. There's still time to stop this operation. They've been planning this for decades. The Rockefeller Foundation admits on record with Bill and Melinda Gates. We have their battle plans. And if the public simply speaks out and exposes it, it will fail. That's why they brought in total censorship ahead of this and during this to shut down debate. But if we get the information to members of the Senate and to good governors like Governor Abbott, and if you hit the streets and demonstrate and don't let the left intimidate you from exercising your First Amendment, we're going to win. The globalists know that conservatives on average are very compliant, and we believe it helps America. And so they're telling us that we have to stay indoors or we're bad, but the leftists and the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter, they're heroes when they go out and protest. This is all a form of martial law to make the American people stand down ahead of this election, with election fraud being prepared to artificially, fraudulently remove President Trump. We can stop it if we simply do the research, face the facts, and take action and say no. COVID-19 is a hoax. It's not killing anyone but old people. That's why they sent people that had it to the old folks' homes to get the numbers up. Instead of bowing down to the politicians that follow UN orders, these governors that ordered people into nursing homes to get the death numbers up should be indicted, tried, and imprisoned. We either go on the offense or we're totally enslaved. It really is up to all of us now what we're going to do.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Your phone calls, are coming up on any subject you want to cover. I'm Alex Jones, your host. America's Democratic Unraveling. Countries fall the same way businesses do, gradually and then suddenly. This is put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, the same group calling for the Chinese century, the same group saying the dollar should plunge. And in this article, they call for the President of the United States to be removed by the U.S. military. They say he's causing the unrest when they're the ones openly running it and fomenting it, thinking you're so stupid, you don't understand that. Simply amazing. But we can't stop them. That's why they brought in the total censorship ahead of all this, thinking that Facebook, Google, and all of them are dominant. But they're not dominant over you, whether you live in Africa or whether you live in North America or Europe or South America or the North frickin' Pole. You get excited about truth. You spread the word. You speak up. Nothing on earth can stop you. They're openly declaring a post-human world while teaching us all to fight with each other over what color our skin is. These people are sinister, and they're villains, and they need to be stopped.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance.
That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances.
I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Signed on to some evil stuff. Yeah, there's stuff bigger than you in this universe, and you're going to get smashed flatter than pancakes. So you just keep playing God all day long. Things aren't going to go the way you want. Alex Jones here, back live. There's so much new stuff I want to get to, but I want to go to your calls. Shock video shows white girl being beaten by black women, forced to kiss feet. So all of this get down on your knees, get down on your belly stuff is going into violence now. We'll play that video for you. Hell, let's just play it with audio right now. Let's go ahead and show this right now.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you...
Oh, meu Deus. Que tu faz, cara? Mata, cara. Que tu faz, cara? Que te matar, cara? Que não presta. Não vale nada, tá ligado? Fala que tu nunca vai me mexer com mais. Nunca vai me mexer com você, mexer na camaria, nunca isso.
Because the original sin that she's white.
She's
out of Brazil.
Tá, mas deixa ela beijar teu pezinho, só pra mim.
Vou beijar, pera lá, beija lá. Beijo o pezinho.
Calma, calma, calma.
Calma, pera aí, cara, tem que sair beijar a porta.
That's kind of like those lesbians that cut their 9-year-old son's penis off because he didn't want to be a girl. He complained about it, so they stabbed him to death. The left said he deserved to die. Let's continue here. They're nice people. Chinese warplanes advance on Taiwan as tensions soar. They're threatening to invade. Meanwhile, China and India are on the verge of war. There's another article that curing COVID-19 hoax won't fix the economy. No, it's already been deep sixed, but they want it to be even worse. And they're going to tell you COVID-19 did it when the big mega banks did it to strangle and get control of this nation and the world. Carlos is a longtime caller, always informative. We're going to go to Al Killer, James, Shannon, Paul, Jared, Lauren, Ryan, Jason. Let's go to Carlos first in Canada. Carlos, the good and the bad on Trump. What do you think is really happening?
Thank you very much, Alex. It's almost been 4 years now, and I think it's time that we examine the candidates that are going to be becoming president of the United States. Now, a re-election of President Trump is pretty well, it begins to concern some people. There's a cognitive dissonance, and it's a little bit of the attitude, and that when, let's say, compare United States with North Korea. They have a problem because somebody's throwing pamphlets and they're trying to undermine the regime. They're obviously extreme, okay? They're an extreme example of communism. But look, they take action right off the bat and they make the point. Now, you want to go further with your little brochures? Okay, we're ready for anything. And believe me, it will stop, okay? When you do not do things that you should as a leader of a country, of a nation, and you let...
No, exactly. Trump and others letting all this happen and putting up with it, and the military, who are globalists, the top, saying, no, no, you know, we should let the rioting go on. They're telegraphing, do more of this, so it's going to get worse, and it's really turning people off. I think Tucker Carlson is right.
And you personalize it. Because now, if you have to call on the military or you have to call on the heavy-handed behavior, you're going to be criticized, first, for being a dictator, and second, you're going to personalize the problem and turn it into a victory if you succeed. Gee, aren't you tired of winning? Okay? Well, sorry, Mr. President. There are a few things that in the last 4 years you could have done but did not.
All right, well, look, I think Trump knows he's in trouble now. Because of the fraud, the censorship, I think he knows Parscale's full of crap, that he doesn't need voters and internet free speech. I think the arrogance is draining out of the administration with 133 days left. What do you think Trump should do?
Well, I think he should, first of all, sit in the Oval Office, look ahead at the President of the United States, called George Washington, in front of him, and look left and right, as he used to have Jackson on the left, and he used to have Jefferson on the right. Now he has Lincoln. He should look at those three paintings, get some black cloth, and put it on top of it, okay? Cover them. Because, frankly, something happened. I called your show. I told you. Listen, this business of trillions of dollars borrowing from the Federal Reserve, there's interest being charged on that. Last year was $550 billion. That same day, a fellow by the name of Rubini wrote an article saying, oh, President Trump is nationalizing the Federal Reserve. No, that's the biggest lie since the Federal Reserve being an agency of the United
States. You're saying the Federal Reserve is fully absorbing what's left of America.
What I'm saying to you is that the people that are behind all of this, are being paid money by American taxpayers who are using that money. Because, you see, international lenders need to have countries in trouble so they borrow.
Well, that's it. People think all this money's free. And during the first part of the crisis, I'm like, I see why Trump's doing it. But now the left says, oh, we never open up again. That's the front of the New York Times. But we need stimulus twice as big. And so, absolutely, they do that, we're completely done. You're absolutely right. We have been maneuvered into collapse. And the average leftist has no idea what they've done. They are just complete idiots. God bless you, Carlos. Good points. Owl Killer, active duty, wants to talk about what's really happening. You're on the air.
Alex, Owl Killer. All right, thank you for having me back on. What I'm going to say is the most important things that I've ever said on your show in the past. I want you to understand. You had the G. Edward Griffin clip on. You remember the Yuri Bezmenov interview that he had in 1985 when he said that we were done then because of the demoralization. We're three generations into that. The half-baked intellectuals that are running every facet of society, the media, the government, the educators, the Hollywood, the music, everything, they cannot be reasoned with. What he said is that they're contaminated and they cannot be helped. When you were on T.I.'s show, he can't even understand that President Trump is being targeted by the same COINTELPRO and the same type of operations that went after the black leadership. He cannot even comprehend
that. Well, because he watches the news and thinks, like, black people are finally being recognized and he's a victim and, oh, it's so sad. And the numbers don't even matter to him about what's really going on because, again, he thinks by going with mainstream media, he's going with the winning team when all he's doing is destroying himself.
Again, I think they telegraphed. You were right with Biden talking about how they were going to have the military try and remove President Trump. I think what they were trying to do is just what happened in Ukraine, cause a conflict and then have the military refuse to follow his orders and then basically depose him. You don't have a new election. You have a new government that comes in and replaces it. And the Democrats don't care whether it's deposed or they inherit the martial law situation. Now,
and it's even better that Biden's got cognitive decline because, oh, he's got to go because he's too old. Stay there. Finish up your point, Al Killer. Back in just a few minutes, and we're going to go to everybody on hold out of Gerald Celente taking over. Then the war room with Owen Stroyer in it. Who knows how long we'll be on air? I don't say that to be dramatic. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and TurboForce have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, a couple of us, we all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Upgraded the servers and got like five times the bandwidth a few weeks ago for band.video. We are getting massive more traffic than that. We're getting 19,000 people a second, and it's not a denial of service attack. People are really waking up that Trump's in trouble. They're really waking up when the front page of the Wall Street Journal says all humans will be gotten rid of. You will upload the machine very soon. Get used to it. You're not leaving your house. People are just finally getting that this is not a game. And you're kicking ass, listeners and viewers, is the hardcore group that are telling people about this. And people are hungry for the truth. Let me give you some good news. I was on the coast, at the Gulf of Mexico for 6 days with some of my children and my wife. And some of my children were with my ex-wife. And most people didn't know who I was. Maybe 30% did. But almost everyone else, I'd be at the bar picking up food to take to the room, and they'd be like, Bill Gates launched this attack, it's all a hoax, blah, blah, blah. The next person, yeah, that guy ought to be put in prison. I'd be on the elevator, I'd be at the beach, I'd be out in the water, and people are talking crap about the New World Order. And, you know, it almost makes me want to endorse the Q thing, because that's just kind of how the general public finally got into this, and it's nebulous, and it's not really political, because a lot of them were talking about Q, and they were saying a lot of stuff that was true, so I'm kind of like, even if some of the people posting as Q are bad, I was hearing a lot of Q stuff. I mean, it's whatever. I just get mad by some of the Q people when they say something about me that's not true, you know. But whatever, I don't care. I just want to beat the globalists. And so maybe I should have a whole symposium on the show about Q and really openly try to get to whether it's positive or negative. But, I mean, I think it's positive if people were rampantly talking about the New World Order. And like, yeah, there's this guy snuck in a thing called Bohemian Grove. That's where they compromise them, and they use the kids to blackmail everybody. And I'd be sitting there at like a golf cart rental place listening to people talk about it. I'd go, really, what's that guy's name? I don't know. I think he's some guy from Texas. This actually happened. I go, you don't know who he is, though. And I ran into this former high-level DynCorp guy, because I looked up who he said he was, and it was him, like one of the directors of DynCorp. And he was like talking about the government, the child molesters, and he didn't even know who I was until he clicked. He went, wait, Alex Jones? So it was insane. It was insane in the membrane. I'm going to go to your calls now. It's just that I think they jumped the shark with this COVID thing, because it's really made people burrow into what's going on. Because almost everybody I talk to is like, I think this COVID thing's a hoax. I say, I notice you're not wearing your mask. That's good. Yeah, you know, they're using all the regular dead from other stuff. They put it in that column. And notice it's only 100,000. They said it'd be 20-something million. And I'm like, or two-plus million. And I'm just like, yeah, ever heard InfoWars? No. And that was such a good feeling. To know that the listeners of this broadcast have done such a great job, and everybody else has just out there, that the New World Order is in trouble. But that's why they're so dangerous. All right, Al Killer, finish up your point. I've got the CFR calling for Trump to be overthrown right here. America's democratic unraveling, saying America's falling, and it's all Trump's fault when they're the ones that said, bring down the economy and punish the Americans and Trump. They're the guilty parties. And I think it's so critical to expose they're the authors of this whole damn thing. COVID-19 didn't do this. The hysteria they set off on purpose is what did it, and they are to blame.
Alex, am I back on?
You are, Al Killer. Go ahead.
All right. Listen to me. This is very, very important. What they're doing, go look at the letter from the Archbishop that Trump retweeted with talking about the globalist Masonic conspiracy. I'm a Freemason myself. There are good and there are bad. Understand that. He retweeted it and he asked every American to retweet it, religious or not. You better understand something. President Trump is the only president since Dwight D. Eisenhower to call out the military-industrial complex, and he said the place went crazy. You understand? He's asking for your help, American people. He's a proud person that can't say, hey, I'm powerless. Look what they are trying to do to him, all these generals that have no problem with endless wars, but they don't want to restore the constitutional functioning of the Republic.
Oh, they're like, oh, yeah, Trump may want to be a dictator. We may have to get him when he's the only one pulling us out of the wars. No, I love Trump. Trump's totally for real, but he already knew Bolton, so he let Bolton in, and then Bolton stabbed him in the back with a bunch of lies. It's just disgusting. So what's your bottom line here? We just need to pray for Trump, pray for America, pray for the world, and we all need to get very active and very loud and very aggressive.
Here's my bottom line. Michael Schroyer, the head of the CIA Bin Laden unit, said that what Trump is facing is 10 times the magnitude that President Lincoln ever faced. Just from the immigration policy itself, they operate as their own separate entities, their own states. The Constitution says that we will guarantee a Republican form of government in every state. If they're in violation of that, unfortunately, and I do not want to see any bloodshed at all, governors and mayors and college endowments, they're going to all have to be seized. Everything's going to have to be seized.
Oh, you're right, because they've all signed on to the Chi-Coms, and it's an alien outside group that says they want to destroy America. The creed of Democrats is destroy the country, and they destroy every city they have on purpose to bring down the rest of the country. And that's the reason we are facing attack. And people better really grow up to that point and just realize this is it, folks. This isn't a game. It's not a joke. And I know for a fact that that U.S. attorney, Bergman, that they removed, is persecuting hundreds of prominent Trump supporters with endless grand juries and harassment and just huge armies of Democrat Party operatives who are communists. I mean, they have just almost taken the whole country over, folks. So it's just insane. I appreciate your call. Yeah, now they're out front of Mitch McConnell, threatening to kill him again. We're going to kill you, evil turtle. And it's just a bunch of Antifa trash showing up at his little Kentucky house, threatening him. I mean, it's just total idiocy. A bunch of people that want war, trying to push us into a war, jumping in front of people's cars, trying to, and then NPR says when they pull guns on you and jump on your car that you're a white supremacist. I mean, again, they'll do anything. They'll put you in a FEMA camp if they can. Shannon in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, I'll stand shoulder to shoulder with you anytime we go to the Pentagon and Antifa.
Well, God bless you, sir. Go ahead. We got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say, you know, it's not so much Trump's inaction on things. It's the food he surrounds himself with. He picks some of the worst people to surround himself with. It's like he's the Walmart executive going and hiring people from a convenience store and bringing them in, and they're still working for the convenience store, drawing a check from them, trying to sabotage Walmart. You know, it's just, I don't understand the picks.
Well, you got to know, D.C. is about being slimy and going along to get along, so he's trying to pull from sand, trying to build a rock house. It isn't there.
Well, then he took Rice's executive orders and it has no action with it. I mean,
Here's the thing. He signs the executive order, but no one takes action because the bureaucracy are a bunch of trash.
But he needs to come out and tell everyone. No one's following my orders. He needs to come out and explain to people that he has no control and he needs help.
And that's what COVID-19 has meant, to lock the country down so the average law-abiding citizen follows what the illegal governor says, while they have Antifa run out and BLM and take over. And that's what this is. You stay in your houses while we burn everything down and overthrow the police departments. Can you imagine what they're going to pull if they get rid of Trump?
Oh, it's going to be awful. Do you remember, you know, talking on the AI, you remember the Winter Soldier movie, the Captain America?
Yes.
Where the Nazi was uploaded to the computer, his consciousness, and he was still running things from behind the scenes?
Yes.
It's like they tell us what they're planning, you know, ahead of time in these movies. I mean, to destroy all these certain groups of people, it was what was equal to the CIA was coming after the people.
Absolutely. SHIELD. God bless you. Great point, Shannon. More calls straight ahead.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Barr's pedigree is not too good. The CIA and all the rest of it, but looks like so far he's trying to keep the deep state from totally destroying the country. And that's more of what President Trump needs in there right now. We're taking your phone calls. Gerald Salente's coming up, but I really cannot stress to listeners and viewers enough, I think you all know this and get this, that the globalists were sucker punched by Trump 4 years ago and by us. They're pulling out all the stops right now. And now CNN is calling for violent revolution and saying Gen Z demands overthrow, and it's just getting crazier and more violent by the minute. So remember when you lose your pension fund, remember when you get shot and killed, remember when the whole society collapses, the left did this. They'll think you're dumb and think you won't remember, or they think they'll censor you and you'll keep your mouth shut. But I told you they're planning a violent revolution with a bunch of dumb young people that are dumber than a box of rocks and have no idea what they're even getting into. Everyone I know is having their houses broken into, their cars broken into. One of our great long-term crew members isn't here today because it was a giant shootout in his neighborhood. And one guy is almost dead. A little kid got shot. You can imagine the police getting called to that. The society's breaking down. And can you imagine what it's like in Maryland or Minnesota in the cities or Chicago, Illinois, or L.A. or New York? It is hell on earth. And I saw the Democrats today going, Trump's making it up that crime's up. Crime's up. The crime is off the chart now. It's dangerous. My son at 11 o'clock at night wanted some fast food. He goes to the gas station. There's a dude robbing everybody in there. My son punches him and stops him. I told him, I said, listen, what are you doing in a convenience store at 11 o'clock at night? Don't do it. It's dangerous. I mean, I'd say crime 10 times what it was just a month ago in Austin. Everyone I know is being robbed or shot at, or people are thugging out on them, or their mailbox is getting robbed, or they're getting, I mean, it's crazy town, ladies and gentlemen. Exactly what communists do. And they're all, never worked a day in their life, all these blue-haired, I don't mean old ladies, I mean, you know, pink-haired trendies, that literally see an American flag and go crazy and say, we're going to get you because you love the country. And they believe when it comes down, they're going to be in charge of it. Yeah, right. Like you're in charge of yourself. Like you're in charge of anything. These people couldn't even read what George Washington wrote, much less pull down a statue of him and bitch and complain about it. And George Washington was on record trying to figure out how to end slavery. He inherited slaves and trying to figure out how to end the institution. How about you try trailblazing something? All right, let's go to your phone calls. Who's been holding longest here? Let's go ahead and talk to James in Oklahoma, then Nate and others. Go ahead, James.
Hey, yeah, I got two things to bring up. I was at the Tulsa rally, and I wanted to talk about the transhumanism. What we have with transhumanism is that is the end game. It's to destroy the image of God. That's what these people are out here writing. They don't believe in God. They don't know about God. They don't know that they're crazy.
Well, I mean, that's the cover of the Wall Street Journal is it's time to give up our bodies and upload to big tech where we'll live forever. I mean, just on its face, that's a nightmare fraud. I mean, who believes any of this crap?
To change us, because that's Satan's rule. That's what Satan wants. He don't want little God men running around. People created in the image of God. He wants to destroy the image of God because he's Satan.
That's right. I talked to one of the major art directors on Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, like back when it came out, like 20 years ago or whatever it was. I happened to run into him. And I said, yeah, what's the archetype? Why is the emperor all mutated? And why does Hitler have to give up his body? And he goes, well, that's like Hitler getting nerve gas in World War One. To get this evil power, you've got to give your physical body up. That's how the archetype works. And then I actually went and read some of the lore about it because it shows how the globalists think. It actually says that the Sith have to degradate their body and give it up because the evil doesn't even like life itself. And that's really what they're saying. That's what's happening here.
Right. The same thing with the superheroes. All the superheroes changing their body. You know, they're creating the image of God. They're getting changed. And they want you to be like that. All the people in Hollywood, all that stuff. That's what they're going toward. That's what they're in brainwashing children with. That's where it starts. In the elementary schools where they're pushing this. Little, you know, mighty man on the lunchbox. This has been going on for years. Eugenics.
You're right. What do you think about the Trump rally?
Well, I was going to say that the BLM, I've seen it firsthand, and the Antifa, they are trying things. They are organized. They went downtown. They were taking pictures of people and signs, and then 15, 30 minutes later, then they approached them, the whole group approached them. I was walking in front of the police station when a red truck pulled up and said they were the stage crew. They were blocking traffic. I had to let one of the National Guardmen know, hey, there's something going on over there. You better pay attention. So they were trying things. They were poking and prodding and that stuff. They need to shut those things down. When they see people with their cameras floating the whole crowd, they were sending that info back to somebody else. And then they were coming out and doing things.
Oh, it's all totally coordinated. It's terrorism. Oh, but the UN says we should be nice to Antifa. And the media's like, yes, the UN's the boss. Trump's bad. Communist China's good. And the UN's good. And they tell us what to do.
Well, the police, the National Guard, and Secret Service, they know these things. They need to be aware of these things, and they need to shut these things down. That's why people aren't going to the Trump rally, because they don't want to be that guy. They don't want to have to pull their firearm.
That's another good point. Because they won't protect the people from these hordes and these thugs, because the military and police have been told not to do their job, that's why the crowds are smaller. And that's what this is about. Intimidate Americans so they won't go out on the street. And it's working. Communists are winning. So there you go. I appreciate your call, sir. God bless you. Okay, let's go ahead now and take a call from Paul in California. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you today, sir?
Our republic's in a lot of peril, brother. That's how I feel.
3 weeks ago, I went to the L.A. March, and out of 50,000 people, 49,900 were very docile. But 1% of the group was running around with military precision, dressed in all black gas masks that were taped to their hoodies. And I pointed out to everybody, I said, these guys are military. These aren't Antifa or just regular kids hanging out. This was absolutely, like you've called for years, done by design.
Well, sure. The regular Antifa is a decoy for the real terrorist that are going to roll in later that are highly trained. I mean, this is a real deal.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you big kudos, because when these guys ran, they ran in cadence, like, when the military runs. It was absolutely staged. I had a car pull up and a bunch of guys built, got out with bricks. And I said, what are you guys doing? They didn't even pay attention. They went and they put them on a roof, got back in the car and left. And I turned to my friend. I said, those don't look like Antifa. Those guys work out every day. I said, this is a military operation going on. But you called it for years.
Well, I mean, the country is just super far gone at this point. And the average conservative has been in la-la land. And I just don't think they realize how much trouble they're in. I mean, I know for a fact some major talk show hosts, not myself, have had to move out of their houses because Antifa's come to their houses, threatened them, and then they keep harassing them every day, where you pull up to your house and the person drives by and says, we're going to kill you. And quite frankly, I've had some of that going too. But, I'm like, okay, just better get me before I get you. But, that's who these guys are. And a lot of them are leftists recruited out of the military. A lot of them are foundation-funded professors. And they've been training for a long time to take down America. They're not just going to knock out windows of Starbucks and stuff. That's to make it look like it's the people. What they're really going to do is they're going to firebomb, governor's mansions. They're going to drive up with plastic explosives. They're going to use they're going to bomb federal buildings and say we did it. I mean, that's their real move is going to be plastic explosive attacks, and they're going to blame us.
Well, I appreciate the phone call. Appreciate your time, sir, and good work on the transhumanism.
Well, I'm trying, brother.
Take a moment on the Sumerian tablet and how they will.
Sure, stay there. Don't hang up. We'll come right back to you. I'm going to take two segments of Salente. I'm sure you'll be okay with that. Then you finish up these calls. Yeah, I need to do an update on how many days it is until Roger Stone has to report to the Huskow. Stalag 13. Prison. 9 days countdown to deep state death sentence for Roger Stone, the political prisoner.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.